Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Yeah, wake up that audience. No, I like that part. You are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Okay, I'm intrigued. Last Monday, I reset this exact radio timing process timer clock, and it's now a minute and 30 seconds fast. Question is somebody during the week resetting it fast so they won't be late, or is this clock actually gaining a minute and a half a week? Very intriguing question. I love those kinds of things. I'm so curious. Anyway, yeah, nobody out there cares, do they? Particularly if you're listening in replay, you don't care at all what time it is. But it used to be 7:01 and 26 seconds. Tom? So, yeah, not on this clock. So, 7:00. Anyway, I'm having a terrible case of oh, look, shiny thing this morning. I love it. I saw something the other day that was like, wow, I wish I could go to sleep. And I start going, one sheep, two sheep, cow, pig, old McDonald farm, hey, Macarena. You know, it's like, yeah, oh, look, shiny thing. I think the whole world has a serious case of that after the Olympics. The Olympic closing ceremonies was just, oh, look, shiny thing after oh, look, shiny thing. Congratulations to every single individual who participated in that Olympics in any way, shape, or form. And isn't it lovely to take a look at somebody who's placed fourth in the world at something that most of us couldn't do if we tried and go, aw, isn't that too bad? They're not very good. Come on. Okay, fine. You know, it's not grade school. You can't give every one of them a medal. But at the same time, it's like, whoa, yeah. I had to agree with one athlete who came in, and literally his quote was, you know, I would have rather medaled, but fourth in the world, I'll take it. Absolutely. So what a fun deal. So this morning's Tech Talk edition will not happen due to a lack of anything that I wanted to talk about this morning. It's just sort of that easy. I went out Friday and tried out my new long zoom Kodak camera and found out it's a better camera for outdoors than indoors because you just don't need 26x of zoom or 18x of zoom indoors unless you're trying to take pictures of ice cubes in the glass on the far side of the room. It'd be okay for like science experiments, I guess. Oh, man. Where are we? We're August. We're like almost mid-August, aren't we? We're like very close to mid-August. I can feel, usually at this time of year, okay, all of us as human beings, or more to the point as spiritual entities living a lifetime in a human body. Yeah, I love it. It's so interesting to see all the adjustments that get made between one Monday and the next in the studio. All of us living a lifetime in a human body are experience a cycle of the seasons. Now, actually, there's two cycles because each of us has our own annual cycle. You'll notice where your cycle picks up. If you've been single at any point in your life, you'll notice that the places where your cycle picks up are the places where you most noticed potential candidates. And the places where your cycle slowed down, if you were not in a relationship, were the places where you most noticed that you couldn't imagine there'd ever be any candidates. Yep, that's your personal cycle. But at the same time, all of us are affected by an annual cycle. An annual cycle that runs just like plants, people, and just like plants and animals, human animals run in that annual cycle too, even though we spend most of our lives indoors, outside, not affected by the meteor showers of early this morning or yesterday morning or the morning before. Not affected necessarily by the duration of the sunshine during the day as much as we would be if we were still living outdoors and either tracking animals or farming the land. But we still, even though we're not conscious mind as associated to those cycles, we are still affected by them. We are still very significantly affected by those cycles as the seasons run through the year. We're coming into the end of the summer cycle. So let me talk about how those cycles usually run. the cycles run that in the fall is sort of an urgency, the same way that you could think of farmers or even animals that lay in supplies in their burrow, where they get a certain level of urgency in the fall when everything comes in. But if you're going to store it, you need to store it now so that you'll be the ant and not the grasshopper. In the fall is a certain level of urgency as we finish up the lessons or the aspects of life or the aspects of consciousness that we took on that year. In the winter is a regathering, and it's of no coincidence that the holidays we celebrate at midwinter, right around the solstice, Christmas, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of those thingies, it's of no coincidence that the holidays that we've created and the celebrations we've created around those holidays are all a regathering of family. And a reconnecting. There's that whole Hallmark series that time of year about reconnecting and remembering that more emotional and intimate aspect of ourselves. In that winter cycle is the cycle of reconnection. It's also a review within ourselves, which is why we end up reviewing as well as renewing our family relationships. After winter passes, as we come into the longer days of spring, as we come into that spring cycle of the year, we actually watch everything pick up a little bit. The lessons that we're going to study during that year, the portions of ourselves that we're going to recognize and realize during that year, come up in the spring cycle. Summer is a major drive through self-learning and self-recognition. It's interesting for myself, I remember leaving school in the fall one year, and by the time I came back, leaving school in the spring one year, grade school level, and by the time I came back in the fall, I was like an inch and a half or 2 inches taller. I'd had a major physical growth spurt. Well, summer is not just the physical growth aspect of ourselves. It's also that mental, emotional, spiritual growth aspect of ourselves as we encounter various parts of us and recognize how we deal with them. That's why all summer long I've been talking about every time you have to wait for anything, a web page, a bus, an elevator, a friend, in line for whatever it is you're going to purchase, every time you have to wait for anything is a perfect time for you to take that 30 seconds. A red light gives you 3 whole minutes. Really, honestly, red lights aren't an hour. They're at max about 3.5 minutes for the most part. Every time you have to wait for anything, take that period of time, that minute, that 30 seconds, that 2 minutes, you know, however long it takes to make your popcorn in the microwave, take that time and draw a vertical beam of energy right up through your body, all the way up and into, to avoid the word God that some people have some trouble with, we'll just say all the way up and into Source. Every time you have to wait for anything, take that time to draw that energy right up through from the center of the earth, up through your body, all the way up and into what I'll simply call Source. Meditate, even if it's a little short 30-second or 1 minute meditation, to come back to center and to reconnect. It's what I've been talking about all of this summer. Well, the reason being, our planet is speeding up tremendously. Whether you figure the world is going to end in December, transform in December, if you just figure they ran out of rock and had no more room for their calendar, doesn't matter which way you figure that one, our world is doing a major transformation and a major change of energy flow. And in the midst of that, what we're seeing is an elevation of frequency. The psychic distance between us is decreasing. In other words, it's getting harder and harder to maintain a falsehood. We're watching that as more and more of the various deceptions that have been done in large ways, whether it's through economics, investment schemes, or even governmental deception. Those are coming forward more and more, faster and faster. So it's getting harder and harder to maintain any sort of a untruth, as it were. It And at the same time, you're noticing that we're more closely connected. The whole sense of, gee, I was just thinking of you, amazing you would call. I was just thinking that word, amazing you would phrase it that way. That whole sense is picking up. The psychic distance between us is decreasing, and the frequency of energy that we're flowing is increasing. So, as we're coming into fall, it's kicking up early. This end of summer energy, kicking up early. You're going to notice that your own inner critical self-evaluations are going to pick up pace really quickly. And your relationships are going to be, whether it's your work relationships, your friendships, your romantic relationship, your partnership, your marriage, your relationships are going to be ever so much more entertaining. They'll entertaining, right? Entertainment is simply that it grasps your attention. Ever so much more entertaining. So, speaking of entertaining, I had the privilege of seeing one of the members of our business team performing with her band this last weekend. That was an absolute delight. So, what we'll do, though, is I'd like to bring her up, and she's going to talk to you, because it turns out she can actually describe some of what Life Insights does a whole lot better than I can, and she's become the repository for people giving us feedback comments. So, everybody, allow me to introduce Lisa Loud, double L. This is everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, you're brightly awake this morning.
I am, yeah. I know. It's very unusual, isn't it?
Welcome. Welcome. So a quick question for you. I've been tossing out this whole thing about talking to people about using that vertical beam. And I know you've spoken back to me about what you've done in the, God, I guess it's been about a year and a half that you've been studying this work, what you've done with that vertical beam. What would you say to people about the usefulness of being able to come back into that center and run that vertical beam?
Well, there's so much to say. I use it everywhere in my life now. And as you said, I performed on Friday. And one of the things I did was, from the stage, I just pulled my beam and I glowed through everybody in the room. And I got to see people brighten up and smile at me, but smile and start dancing. And that's really cool. If you're up in the front of the room and you get to do that with a whole room of people, it's a really significant change. So that was pretty fun.
Cool.
But I use that everywhere. I use it in events that I go to, in relationships, in groups of people, band practice. Because sometimes we get kind of cranky at band practice, you know. Someone makes a mistake and everyone points a finger. But you can change that energy in any room that you're in just by pulling your vertical beam and glowing through the people. And they just brighten up. People start getting happy. And it's fun to be around happy people. Much better than cranky people.
It's a nifty piece of work, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful. Thank you for that. I have a couple of other people who want to thank you this morning.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
So, a couple of things. One's funny, but I hope everyone thinks it's funny and doesn't get offended. But anyway, I'll start with the easy one. This is from Mark. Good morning to you, and thank you, Scout, for all your past teachings. They bring hope and calmness to me. Almost every day, I thank you. Also, many times a week, I do an energy flow with you and with everyone in our past healing class. I see them sitting around the room in the Presidio, starting with you, then moving around the room to each person by name. I remember them all. It has kept me present. Thank you for that practice. I think Mark's talking about the healing class, which is where we learn to do that vertical beam and glow through people. So he's doing that energy flow with each person in the room. Same thing that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mark. Also, I have, this is the one that I'm a little worried about. It's from Leo. There's Reiki is a wonderful thing, let me say that up front, and I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners who have studied Reiki. Is it Reiki? I know, I've heard it both ways, Reiki and Reiki. So.
Yeah, I mostly hear Reiki, so that's where I stay.
Reiki. Okay, so a lot of people have studied Reiki, and it's a powerful exercise. But I heard from someone this weekend who studies with you, and he said, I'm level one certified. I'm only level one certified in Reiki. I know it goes up quite a few levels after that. And he said, but Scout's training is far better, far bigger, and less limiting than Reiki. That was it.
Yep, well. Anybody that wishes to be offended can just think in terms of that being one person's opinion, but it's not the first time I've heard that. The nice part about the Life Insights body of work that I've observed is that it sits in as a really wondrous foundation underneath virtually every other body of work I've seen in spiritual development. We have grads who proudly use our techniques, who are Reiki master teachers and have been Reiki master teachers for a decade or more, as well as clients who proudly use our work as their foundations, who are PhD psychologists, master's level therapists, physicians, chiropractors, massage therapists. We've got a lot of massage therapists that use this as part of their foundations, as well as Jinshin Do and a number of other practices. So it turns out that I find it fascinating that people that I taught the healing class to in the very early days of the healing class, periodically I'll hear back from them talking about still using those techniques as a part of their day-to-day foundations in all of their spiritual studies. And that's people who studied this in 1986 and 1987. So any of y'all that have been spiritual practices for a while, how many of your practices are you still using that you learned in the 1980s? Remember back there in the 1900s? How many of your practices are you using that you still find to be a key level of your practices that you learned in the 80s? I mean, I know people that learned transcendental meditation, a very powerful technique, but they've kind of found that they've moved on to other techniques since. So of that, I take great joy in the fact that such a piece of work is what's channeled through me.
And, of course, it adds to all of those practices.
Mm-hmm. Big
so
time.
It's not an either-or, but that was, again, that person's opinion. And it does add power to everything else that you do. So speaking of adding power, we have coming up in the Personal Power Series a training starting Wednesday, August 15th. It's going to be in Mountain View. It's the Excellent Series in the group format. And that... Scout sent out a newsletter this weekend, and it was amazing. It was perfect. Would you drive to Mountain View for $1,200? What if that value would pay dividends for the rest of your life?
I would.
So the Excellence Series is, if you do it on a one-to-one basis with Scout, it normally costs over $1,500. And we've heard back from so many people about the results that they get from this one treatment, this one series of treatments. So if you take it in the group format, you have to do a little bit more of the work, but Scout guides you through all of that work, and you do it in a group session for 12 weeks, a group format, I mean. And you can join that class, which starts this Wednesday, for $350. So if you drive to Mountain View, you save $1,200, plus you get all of the power that comes from doing the Excellence Series.
Yeah, it's not bad. Let's see, you got to drive to Mountain View 12 times for 12 sessions of the class. So that's $100 a time to drive to Mountain View. Not bad. I'd drive to Mountain View for $100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I do.
And that starts this week.
Yes. Yes. Day after tomorrow is Wednesday already because radio is on Monday now.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that until this morning. It's really cool. It's really good that I'm here. Anyway, we also have Sudden Healing coming up. I think you can still join that class, right?
What we did was an intro last week, and the class actually starts tonight in the city.
Right. Okay. So this is your last chance to join. The intro was last week, but you can join it in the city. If you send us an email or send Scout an email, we'll give you the address and give you directions to get there.
Yep.
And
yep.
Also, I want to announce that we have a bunch more audio workshops. We've been getting these audio workshops up on the website, and all you need to do now is go to the website and purchase it, and you get instant access to a bunch of workshops that Scout has done. You can have them on your iPod or your MP3 player, and you can listen to them anytime you need. You need just to get recentered or to get refocused on a particular area. And we are going to have a new one up today, Dottie Boone's Church. You spoke at a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I know you did a workshop there. We're going to have that up later this afternoon at a good price.
Do you know if the morning session is up yet?
Yeah, the morning session is up. The free one is actually there. So the morning session that you did on the Lord's Prayer,
yes,
is available now. You can download that if you want to have a sample of one of Skip's talks at no charge. And then if you like that, he did a workshop later in the day, and that will be available for a low price this afternoon on the website.
Whenever we do stuff with Dottie, she is so generous with her support, and in that particular case was so generous as to provide the space and the ability to record the workshop and to create that workshop. She provided all of that as a gift to us in exchange for her getting to do the workshop, which was a huge gift to just let us use that space. And so we honored it with a discounted price when we did the workshop itself, and we're going to continue to honor it by a discounted price with the workshop up online as well. Mm-hmm. So I think Lewis has a handle on that. I don't remember what the number is, but I think it's like $25.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard too.
So let's see. If you really wanted to pay for it, then that's a manifestation workshop that I know will change your subconscious mind, or just to say it'll change your mind in your favor. So let's see. $25, what? That's like skipping Starbucks 5 times is all it is? Something like that. Maybe even less than that.
So, Scott, I just wanted to say thank you. You came to my performance on Friday and took pictures, and I'm sure you glowed through the audience, too. And it was just an amazingly wonderful evening for everybody. I heard back from everybody, so thank you so much for doing that.
That was very, very fun. I sent you a batch of pictures, and then I'll get you some more. I tried to pick out what looked like the best of them. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Lisa. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you. You too.
Do it on purpose. All right, bye-bye. Great. So I want to let you know I've been outside already, and this morning in the city, a long-sleeve shirt and a scarf and a hat for my little naked head was about as much as it took for my brisk walk into the studio. BART trains were delayed this morning. I walked briskly for my brisk walk into the studio, and it's going to be t-shirt and shorts weather in the city today, like 74, 75 degrees. It's going to be t-shirt and shorts weather, which means, you know, stick around, listen to the rest of our program, and then, you know, the minute we're done at 8 o'clock, at 7:59, call your office and just call in well, and just take a day off and go to Baker. We'll all get together at Baker Beach today. It's got to be a fabulous day at Baker. Anyway, no matter where on earth you are, it's still a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. If I'd known then, how often have you said that? But now make that ifidknownthen.com for insights, life insights. You can join our classes to study with me and the other certified life insights teachers to transform your whole life, experience bringing out the more of you you've been seeking, or even work one-on-one with me in private sessions. Everything, including you, is energy. Let us support you to open your flow, joy, laughter, and light. Scouts, Life Insights training, workshops, and private sessions. IfIdKnownThen.com. That's IfIdKnownThen.com. You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that one. Oh, yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Radio time is so weird. You know, if you're at home and you got 45 seconds, that's no time at all. We've got 45 seconds on that break, and it's time for Kwong and I to go out and throw a party, slam down a couple cocktails, have a quick conversation, get some more water to bring back into the studio. Oh, I didn't say that out loud. Get some more water to leave outside the studio. Yeah, all that. You know, it's like, wow, I got tons of time. I've got that whole spot plus three bars of lead-in music before I even have to talk again. It's just such a wild reality. So those of you in the city who keep saying, Scout, have a class in the city, or any of y'all that are healing class grads, We're doing Son of Healing in the City. We did an intro last week. Class will start tonight. You can still join next week, but please get yourself registered so that I know to start the energy work on you right away. And that's right here in the city. We found this beautiful little center to work out of, the Center for Healing and Expression. So apparently you can't do one without the other. It's a lovely little center in a cute little pocket neighborhood right over there by Yoshi's San Francisco. So it's nifty. It's a club and restaurant neighborhood, so that even when we get out of class, there's still all kinds of people out and about in the neighborhood. So it's a very friendly feel. There's a parking lot right next. Their street parking has been fairly easy, but there's a parking lot right next door that's like $5 for 3 hours, so, or $6 for 4 hours. It's like $2 down and $3 down and $2 or $1 an hour after that. It's very cool. So we've found, at least for the moment, assuming everything works well, we found ourselves a home in the city, which is really cool. I'm real happy about that. It's a lovely little center. It's got its own little quirks and personality, and that makes it even more fun. So there's lots of other stuff that goes on at that center. We're just one of the parts of it now. We're there Monday night. So that's going to be fun. In fact, I'm even looking at it to see if we don't want to start doing our once of the month workshops here in the city too. But the way we'll find out if we want to do that is if y'all respond. So go into ifidknownthen.com. Whether you're going to take the class or not, go into ifidknownthen.com and just hit contact us and just send us an email to add you to our announcements list so that you get our online newsletters. But also cast your vote for I want stuff in the city. Now, if you are a grad, because fortunately and unfortunately, the Son of Healing class that we're doing tonight on Monday nights, it's a 10-week training, the Son of Healing class that we're doing tonight does have a prerequisite. You need to prerequisite. You do need to be a grad of Life Insights, the healing class, because we build on those skills to an even deeper level. But we'd love to have you join us in that training. If you're a grad of the healing class, and otherwise we want to make sure we can keep in touch so that the next class we're planning to teach in the city will be the healing class, and then that'll be followed by another one of our advanced trainings. So you want to get that healing class so that you're ready for all of the advanced series in that personal healing series, as well as the qualifications for our teacher training. So those of you that have been saying, why don't you do anything in the city, you know, show up. It's that easy. Cool. So anyway, cycle, seasons, psychic distance between us. The earth is speeding up tremendously, and the psychic distance between us is decreasing. You're noticing that it's much more frequency of amazing you would call, I was just thinking of you, or amazing you would use those words. That was the words I was just thinking of, or that you would say that. That was what I was just thinking. All of that fun stuff. The psychic distance between us is decreasing. The frequency of life on earth is increasing, and the speed of time versus the speed of thought is also increasing. Haven't you noticed? I mean, I don't know about you, but I have to, what's called slate. I have to slate the recordings that we do of classes, because for all of the classes that we teach now, and we're getting it set up with our other teachers as well. So I want to mention those of you in the Santa Cruz Aptos area, the Son of Healing Advanced class is getting ready to start over there too. You'll want to get a hold of us and we can hook you up with that. Anyway, so I have to slate the recordings, and slate simply means I have to say which class it is, what date it is, and the how manyth track that night it is. And I find it really weird that I go into that altered state that I'm in when I'm teaching. It's not quite as linear, and I'll find myself thinking it's like April. You know, I'll slate a recording April 14th. And the whole room will go, ahem, oh yeah, August, not April anymore, not May, not June, not July even, it's August. So have you noticed, it's not just a matter of, y'all are getting really old and time is going really fast now. That's not what's happening. Time is speeding up. So speed of time versus speed of thought is accelerating at a rapid pace. I just love that, Norton. I'm running Norton Utilities on for my Virus Protect on the computer I have in here. I've got Facebook up, so you can always make a comment on the Facebook page, and if it's interesting, you'll get shared up on the air. Anyway, I've got Norton Utilities, and one of the things about Norton is the people at Norton just really love Norton a lot. So they like to make sure that they remind you that you're using Norton really frequently. So they're burning up some of my CPU to flag a message on my screen that says that my CPU is being used up a lot. It's like, come on, guys. Anyway, life's a joy, and I'm glad to have it there because there's a lot of people out there that think that they're more brilliant and that their way to demonstrate being more brilliant is to mess up other people's computers with viruses. So, frequency of the planet is accelerating. The ability to maintain deception is decreasing. The speed of time versus the speed of thought is going faster. So time is flying by like those old-fashioned movies when they'd show the clock just spinning around or the wind blowing the pages of the calendar flipping over. And everything is accelerating, including our own personal growth. So one of the aspects of that that you notice is that while the work that I do, where I work intuitively and I gather, I've been referred to as a practical mystic, which I think is a perfect description. In fact, on another radio station, the host on that station has frequently referred to me as one of our generation's most respected practical mystics. And one of my friends started laughing and said, so there's disrespected practical mystics? And yeah, I think that's probably true. I've met some. But I'm a practical mystic, which means that I'm interacting in that part of us that's deeper. And haven't you noticed that sometimes in life, when you're really on track, you recognize that you're on and you are connected in with that more of you. And other times, when you just can't seem to quite pull it up to center, that you can recognize that you're not on. And in fact, not only are you not on, but that you're wishing you could reconnect or refind or re-whatever with that on part of you. You know what I'm saying? You find yourself wishing that you could be back to that rest of you. You know, like in grade school when they say not working up to their potential. Yeah, right. Whatever, but they'd never tell you what your potential was. They'd just tell you if they thought you weren't working up to it, which I guess sort of had to make it disappointing if you were doing, like, you know, merely adequate work and they never said not working up to your potential, because that meant that was as much as you had, I guess. That's a spooky thought. It had never struck me that way. I don't think I ever had a teacher say I wasn't working up to my potential, so I guess I peaked in grade school. That was it. I hit my crest right there. Ooh, that's sad. And I was embarrassed. When I went back to one of my multi-numbered high school reunions and found it interesting that some of the people who had been very athletically involved during their high school years, that seemed to be about all they had to talk about at the reunion was, you know, that year that we got the championship, that year that we came one game of the playoffs and whatever. And it's like, wow, man, it's been over, all right, I'll say it out loud, it's been over 20 years and that's still the highlight of your life? You know, I mean, granted, I had some good roles on stage, and I've had other highlights in my life since then. Those were good moments, and there's been more. Now I find out I peaked in grade school. Gracious. I'll have to be talking about that paper chain I made in kindergarten. That was my highlight. But how did I get there? Peak potential. Ah, that inner part of you. So you notice that when you're in... And when you're on, when you're in that flow, you're very aware that you're connecting into more of you than perhaps you are all the time. Or other times, when you really notice that you can sense there's more to you and you just don't know how to get at it. That's that inner essence of us. That's that inner essence of us that this acceleration of energy on the planet is pushing us to bring forward. Now, the tricky part of that, a tricky part of that, probably not all the tricky parts of that, but a tricky part of that, is that as this acceleration of energy is triggering us to bring that innermost all that you could be forward, you're going to notice that how your mind, how that conscious mind part of you responds to a deep inner message that says there's more to you. There's more to you, and you can have more to you, and you can bring more to you forward. You're going to notice that your conscious mind responds to that message by saying, you're not being enough. And then look at all the places where you're not being enough. Look at all the aspects of you where you're not being enough. That's that conscious mind feedback. It's not accurate. It's not even real. It's just what our conscious mind does with that kind of input. It tries to translate those deepest messages from our innermost self. It tries to translate those into what they would look like in a real world perspective, based on us comparing us to us. Have you ever noticed how quickly a personal best becomes an expectation? I mean, it's interesting. We got to watch it in the Olympics where people have hit a personal best. And the fun part of the Olympics, of course, is that human dynamic that all of a sudden they have to hit their best of their best one race, one time, one vault, one moment, one place, under one set of conditions. They may have done it 10,000 times in practice. They may have even done it 20 times in meets and competitions. But in the Olympics, it's one shot on most of that stuff, and then you're done. Right? One time, one place, right now. You got to hit all of that. And that's what they train for, is to be able to come into their absolute physical best at that moment. That's why they have coaches to try and set their pace so that they peak there. Right? So what our conscious mind does to us is it quickly takes, the same way that the press takes somebody's personal best when they're an athlete, and quickly makes it an expectation. You know? I mean, it's really fun to watch with Tiger Woods, who still has more golf titles than anybody, and when he isn't winning golf titles, when he's winning golf titles only faster than all but three golfers in the world, the press is going, he's crashed, that was it, he's done, he's over, he's not playing nearly like he used to play, he's only coming in second or third, and he's only beating, 250 of the world's top professional golfers every single week, so he's crap, that's it, that's as good as it gets, that's all he had. Or you watch them, somebody that set a world record in nationals, in a national meet or an international meet a few months ago, and then they'll report them when they win the gold in the Olympics and say, but they didn't set any new world record. They were off their world record pace by 0.3 seconds. That's what our conscious mind does. As soon as you hit a new personal best, it moves that into its expectation against which it's going to measure you. Your mind moves into that, and that becomes the new yardstick by which you measure you. In fact, the fun part, and we work a lot with this, the recognizing your gifts, is that workshop's one of the ones that's up on the website that you can purchase. All of that stuff has short parts that are an introduction that you can listen to for free. There's the archives of the radio shows and all of the teaching we do there that you listen to for free. We do everything we can to try and make sure that your ability to gain the Life Insights teachings and that information is not limited by money. It's just how much of it you can access can be limited that way. And we try to keep our prices as realistic as we possibly can. I've noticed that another psychic in the Bay Area who's renowned for having a great press agent because they get on television and radio frequently, I've noticed that their fee for 20 minutes is roughly 7 times, not $7, not 7%, 700. Okay, 7 times, 700%, 7 times. Their fee for 20 minutes is 7 times my fee for an hour. So let's see, 20 minutes times 3 would be, so their fee for an hour is 21 times my fee for an hour. Now, they're welcome to charge any fee they can get. They've certainly spent the money on publicists to get that much recognition. You know, good on them is what I'd say. And at the same time, there's a place there where I have to be willing to recognize myself that I have conscientiously, I drive a Honda, they've driven Mercedes for years, or at least I don't know, I haven't seen what they drive lately, but way back in the day they drove Mercedes and made fun of anybody that didn't. I don't know, now for all I know now they're driving a Bentley, I don't know. But I've maintained a conservative lifestyle specifically to maintain our work as accessible as possible. There are some parts of our work that's a little higher in price, but we make sure that there's a ton of the information out there that's either free or very inexpensive. We keep access to the one of the month workshops at a very inexpensive rate for exactly that same reason. When I talk about recognizing your gifts in that workshop that's up online, when I talk about recognizing your gifts, one of the aspects of recognizing our gifts is that frequently the way that our conscious mind acknowledges our gifted areas is to set those best parts of us as our zero point. That's the minimum passing performance. And then evaluate every other part of ourselves as if we're somehow supposed to be equally gifted in every aspect of life. I grew up, my dad's an engineer. My dad met my mom in math class in college. My brother's an engineer. I have an engineering degree. I grew up in a world of numbers and have, when I'm in my left brain, a really solid facility with numbers. I'm not quite as sharp as my brother is with them, but I have a solid facility with numbers and quantities and quantification. It's very, very easy for me. It was interesting when I was partnered with Ruth Ann. She had an interesting knack. The girl couldn't add a column of 5 four-digit numbers to save her, you know, it was like a serious undertaking for her to add a column of, you know, 5 four-digit numbers was a serious undertaking. And yet I've watched her, because she was a director level manager, I've watched her scan down all the numbers in a budget and know plus or minus $300 or $400 on a very large numbered budget, roughly how much the budget was and where she stood. So she had the ability to scan quantities, but she wasn't good with numbers. For me to have done that budget, I had to actually like rough out the numbers in my head as I went to have any idea of what the sum total was at the end of it, had a good idea of what that quantity means. And then I've encountered people that can work with numbers but have no concept of quantities. It's interesting. A friend of mine works for a very large corporation, and he says that this very large corporation, which is gradually moving up into very nice profit ranges, has been around a very long time. Somebody in accounting took away all of the paper cups and then took away all of the bottled water, you know, the big water cooler in the corner, took away all of the bottled water under the theory that everybody should bring in all of their unused mugs from home so that there would be cups around for everybody and there's plenty good water coming out of the sink. Yep, this was somebody that worked with numbers but doesn't understand quantities. Because that probably saves them a couple of grand a year, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 a year, which in my budget, if getting rid of paper cups saved me $5,000 a year, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But in a budget of a corporation that's running through millions of dollars on their electric bill, or much less their, you know, water bill, a couple of grand a year, even if it's 10 or 20 grand a year, is nothing compared to when they have clients come over to review to see if they'd like to be clients. There's no cup to give them a glass of water or a cup of coffee. They have to bring their own cup if they're going to come visit, you know? That's an insane work with numbers without an understanding of quantity. Now, I'm talking about the disadvantage of that, but at the same time, I have friends who are terrific with words and don't do numbers well. And their words are delicious, and when they help me write stuff, I am thrilled. I have friends who are talented with artwork and don't do numbers well. Why do I need them to do numbers? Their artwork is an absolute delight for me. You get it? There's all of these other aspects. We don't be the balanced person that our school system somehow decided was supposed to teach us all to be. Now, I certainly would love for every student to strive to have a grasp of the language, a grasp of the dynamics of vocabulary and punctuation, and spelling for that matter, although that's not my gifted area, I'm willing to look it up, and a grasp of numbers and quantification, and it's really nice for them to have a grasp of literature and history. Absolutely. But when we start using our most gifted areas to measure ourselves as inefficient or insufficient, that's your conscious mind. And that's what we've been talking about. So we're going to take just a second so that Kwong and I can have a party and I can grab a sip of water and you can have the information on how to contact us so that we can get you on our mailing list and get you the newsletters and the rest of the information that we send out. Every newsletter has a little squib in there about what I've been noticing in the energy lately. But first off, let you know that even though it's only 7:45 on the original recording in San Francisco, I've been outdoors already. I feel like such a hero. And even by the time I was outdoors at O Dark Hundred this morning, a long sleeve shirt and a scarf and a hat for my little naked head was plenty even in the city. And it's going to be like t-shirt and shorts weather this afternoon in the city. It's a great day to take a day off and go to Baker Beach. But no matter where you are, it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. If I'd known then, how often have you said that? But now make that ifidknownthen.com for insights, life insights. You can join our classes to study with me and the other certified life insights teachers to transform your whole life, experience bringing out the more of you you've been seeking, or even work one-on-one with me in private sessions. Everything, including you, is energy. Let us support you to open your flow, joy, laughter, and light. Scouts, Life Insights training, workshops, and private sessions. IfIdKnownThen.com. That's IfIdKnownThen.com. You're listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Good morning, Scout. You are the real deal.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Linda. That's right. You are listening to, I like that part. I don't even know why. You are listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. So right now, as we're coming into the fall, the whole reason I've been talking about how our conscious mind translates and then judges and evaluates and disrespects us, you're getting dissed by your very own mind, is that as we're coming into the fall, there's a real push about that there's more of you getting ready to bloom. There's more of you really ready to step up and step forward. So we're going to be intensifying the class offerings that we have. There's more of you really ready to step up and step forward. And with that more of you that's really ready to step up and step forward, your mind is going to take that information and say, you're not enough, you're not doing good enough, you're not to where you should be by now, your life isn't where it should be by now, you either don't have the title, the position, the background, the following, the income, the savings, the whatever. Your mind is going to be taking that whole sense of there's more of you coming forward, and it's going to be translating that to you telling you you're not good enough, you didn't get there yet, you haven't said enough yet, you haven't done enough yet, and that's not really the message. The real message is simply, there's more of you hatching and coming forward, and it's time. Now, everything that we work with through the Life Insights body of work and the Life Insights teachings, is all based in the energetic part of us, that etheric energy body. It's based in that etheric energy body and in moving that etheric energy body, accelerating it, opening it, disentangling it, and allowing it to come open. That's the whole practice, and we support all of that with a tremendous energetic flow and an energetic field. Supporting everyone that works within that to move forward. That's one of the sweet pieces of feedback that I've gotten, is people actually recognizing right out loud that this is not a teaching where I'm holding anything back to make sure I'm ahead. there are definitely people who study and or have studied with me who are in a significantly different, externally measured place in life, and they've been able to move that forward. We talked about the Excellence series, which we're going to be doing in group format. Well, the total number of times, the maximum number of times someone has done that in individual format at this point is 6. And that's a pretty significant investment, given that those series, when you do them one-on-one, run about $1,550, something like that. And that's after they're discounted for the series price. So $1,600, 6 times. Why did they spend that much money to do that 6 times? Because every single time they did it, I made $1,500, their income went up anywhere from 10 to 30,000. Yep, seriously. Every time they did it, do the math. Well, except the last time. The last time they did it, their income didn't go up quite as much because they were already the number one salesperson in the corporation they were working with. The last time they did it, that wasn't where they were focused. And instead, they landed a husband and shortly after that, a baby girl. So that, you know, however you want to measure income. I don't know. Which is a bigger change in life? Kwong, you would know. You've been married 3 times to the same lady in the same year. But I had to put that part in so people would really know. It's very cute. 3 weddings, man, what a trip. Anyway, so which do you think is bigger, an increase of $10,000 to $30,000 or an increase of a wife or husband? I don't know. What's the bigger value? That one's a hard one to measure. It depends on the day, doesn't it? So that's the piece of work that we do. Here's somebody where, as I said, I don't hold anything back. I'm excited when people are moving forward in that outer world measurement, taking everything I can teach. That's why I do a training called Advanced Studies, and it's a select group. You have to have a certain background to be selected for that group. It's a year-long commitment in Advanced Studies, and what we do in that year-long commitment is actually work with that group at the very leading edge of what I'm learning. I learn it, we share it, they do it, they have it in their world. The classes that we teach are at the leading edge energetically, accelerating everybody into their maximum self. We all have a core essence of who we really are. And as we go through life, between trauma, drama, and karma, that core essence gets bent and twisted into patterns. And then we live those patterns. That's how that works. Then we live those patterns. When we can straighten that core essence energy and draw it straight and draw it true, the patterns were a symptom. The patterns that show up in our life were a symptom of the patterns in the energy. So as we straighten that core flow of life force energy, more and more of the who you really are part shows up in your world, how your life flows. And that's what it's all about. So as we're coming into the fall, when you notice that your mind is busy saying, ooh, you're not where you should be, you haven't accomplished as much as you should be, you're not where you should be by this point in life, you haven't done as much as you should have done by this point in life, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When you notice your mind kicking up that sort of interesting information, just take a second to step out of that mind chatter. Take a second to step out of that mind chatter and go back to that vertical energy beam that we've been talking about. You can go back and check in on that. Previous radio shows that are all archived up on ifidknownthen.com. On those previous shows, at about the half-hour mark, you can catch that little short meditation that we do. We bypassed it this week. But at the half-hour mark, you can catch that little short meditation that we do at that half-hour point and practice it. So when you notice your mind is telling you that you're not enough, that you haven't done enough, you haven't accomplished enough, you haven't gotten far enough, you haven't gotten to where you should be by now, just take a moment to interrupt that thought and shift over to that experience of yourself. Right in the center of a beam of energy that comes from the center of the earth, right up through you, all the way up and into source. Speed up that flow of energy. Speed up that flow of energy until it makes you glow. And let that glow shine right out through everything around you. Because on an energetic level, everything around you is transparent to your energy at your frequency. And when you let your light shine out, not only is everything around you transparent to, but it's included in that glow of that energy. So, here in the city, we're doing an advanced training in our personal healing series called Son of Healing. You need the healing class, but if you're a healing class grad, join us. Class starts tonight, Monday. It starts tonight. You can still join next week, but send us an email to register. Go to ifidknownthen.com and just click on Contact Us and let us know you want to register. Or there's a registration in the email that just went out if you're on our email list. We just sent out an email that said for San Francisco class area only. This Wednesday in Mountain View, would you drive to Mountain View to save $1,200? Yep, I would. This Wednesday in Mountain View, we start that excellence series that we've been talking about. Is group format so that you get to appreciate the economy of scale. Instead of being 1,500 and something, it's 350. Yeah, heck of a deal. And you get an extra treatment out of it because the series is 11, the class is 12. And that's this Wednesday down in the Mountain View area. But every day, I'd like to ask you to do me two favors, three now. Every time you have to wait for anything, shift your focus into that beam of energy from the center of the planet up through you into source and light you up like a light bulb. That's the first one. The second one, I'd really like to ask you to treat yourself as a loved one because you truly are. And the third one is, keep in mind, today is a perfect day for you to have a great day. On purpose. This is Scout Bartlett. Find me on ifidknownthen.com. Originating from our flagship station, KEST, in San Francisco, every Monday morning from 7 till 8. Love ya.
The Horseshoe Tavern reminds us.